Car Talk
with Melinda Ferguson
on Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane McQuillan-King.
Oh, I love that. I love that promo. Melinda Ferguson, good morning to you. Sexy, stylish, sophisticated, and the car's pretty good too.
Oh, I thought you were only talking about me. Hello, darling.
Hello. This is just gorgeous. This looks-wise, my car of the year.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. And I thought of you. I thought she is going to love it much as her air fryer.
Yeah. More. But at this point, I've got more chance of driving this car than I have of using my air fryer. But yeah, am I pronouncing it right? The Alfa Romeo Tonale?
Well, you said it fantastically. Yes, it's Tonale. And some people say toenail. And no, it's not a toenail. So
no.
It's Tonale, and it's named, I think, after an Italian pass, a mountain pass in Italy.
Oh, okay. Got it. Right. Yeah. Tell the people what it is, because when you messaged me and said this is what we're doing, I had no idea what it was. And I Googled it and I thought this could be it now. This could be what every working moment of my life now could be going. Never mind the house renovation or new baby. This is what we're doing. We're working in order to afford one of these. What is it?
It's like a mid-sized SUV. I think to put into perspective, you're going to be looking at the size of the Audi Q3,
yep.
The Mercedes GLA, the BMW X1. It's a kind of mid-size. It's called a C-segment SUV. And Alfa has, you know, they've got the Stelvio, which is the larger SUV.
Yes.
This is a very clever addition, I think, to this market that seems to be growing. It's premium. It's not a cheap market, but it's a looker. I think it's much better looking than its competition.
I mean,
this is a beaut. Yeah.
I don't know if this is politically correct to say, but it looks a little Porsche-like.
Yeah.
Does it?
A little Porsche-like, but yeah, it does. But it is so Italian.
True.
I mean, Sarah,
oh, yes, it is.
When you stand and you look at this car and you saw that green, the beautiful green that I posted all over social media.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's just got the elegance of the Italians. They really know how to make beautiful cars. And I mean, it's also a hybrid, which is a very unusual thing, because you think of the Alfa as being these kind of petrol kind of guzzling cars, but
yes.
This has got a hybrid motor, so it's a very, very efficient SUV as well.
What's interesting for me also with this segment is that we do seem to be, you know, we talk about the crossover segment in, you know, ad nauseum, which this isn't, but it is, it's we do seem to be seeing people moving away from the massive SUVs for whatever reason, whether that's just because people can't justify having them, it's an environmental reason, it's a financial reason. So as you say, yeah, pretty smart from the point of view of Alfa to sneak this little bad boy in there. We've talked about looks. Just give us some of your highlights looks wise, if you will, because I mean, it's immediately looking at the front end of this car, it's an Alfa. There's no doubt, but it doesn't feel like an aged Alfa.
No, I mean, it's got really standout curves. It's got the iconic Alfa badge.
Yeah.
I mean, that grill, there's the iconic kind of grill and very beautiful lights, the very, very cool LEDs. And so it's just got all those curves, very sexy car. You are going to be noticed in this car.
Yeah.
And then inside, I mean, I'm going to go inside quickly.
Please.
There's kind of this balance of class and it kind of an intelligence. There's a very iconic kind of cluster. There are aluminium gear shift paddles. The material is premium. There's nothing cheap about the inside of this Tonale. There's a fantastic kind of steering wheel, which has got a lot of the tech that you can get, kind of multifunctional steering wheel, very tech savvy. It's also got like semi-autonomous drive tech. So, and I have to say, the safety in this Alfa
really
was really, I think, what stood out for me. 6 airbags,
sure,
forward collision warning, There's emergency pedestrian braking, which is really helpful in South Africa because people are always walking in front of cars. I sometimes think maybe they're suicidal, but I mean, that's not funny. It's a terrible thing to say, actually. I don't know why I laughed there, but I mean, I sometimes just see why are people just walking in front of cars. It had a 5-star rating on the very strict Euro NCAP crash testing. I mean, the safety is off the charts.
Yeah, yeah. How does it drive? I think I've told this story before about my, a million years ago, I used to date a horrible, horrible person. We'll call him Peter because that's his real name. And this is years ago. Peter used to be involved in the, he lives in England. It's fine. He's not listening. I couldn't care less if he was. He used to be in the motor industry and he used to have drive different cars all the time. And one day he came home with an Alfa Romeo 156. And it was the most incredible, to call it a green colour would be inaccurate. It wasn't green, but that's the closest. It was so stunning. And as you said, Alphas are head turners. They are head turners. Mm. I had just passed my driving test when Peter and I were dating and he had this car. And so I'd learned to drive in like a bashed up Vauxhall Nova. I got behind the wheel of this 156 and after about two goes around the block, I said, I can't, it was too much car for me. I didn't know what to do with it. But when we really kind of let rip and went out on the open road, it was a beautiful drive, Mel. I'll tell you that. It was stunning. How's this to drive? Sorry, that was an anecdote that didn't necessarily need telling. But it was just my experience of Alfa Romeo.
It's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful story.
Thank you.
And so this has got a 1.5-litre turbo engine. Good that it's got a turbo.
Yeah.
It's got 118 kilowatts, 240 newton metres of torque. A 7-speed, very good auto gearbox. And then we've got this hybrid motor. So, I mean, for people who might not know, and I'm sure there are lots of you are going, of course we know what that is. It's the ability to switch between some type of electric driving and then go into petrol. So it's not an EV as in an electric vehicle where you've got to plug in. There's no plugging, there's no charging, but it does save a lot of fuel. And the battery is very light in this Tonale. It's only 11 kilograms. And it gives 22 kilowatts of output for those who are in the know. But I think what I really noticed was the silence, because it's hybrid. When you put the car on, it doesn't go like roaring. And I was a little bit like, what? This is an Alfa that's so quiet. But as soon as you go into kind of dynamic mode, you get all of your kind of performance petrol feeling of the car. But I think that in terms of fuel efficiency, it's really clever that they've done this because we are living in times where we can hardly afford petrol. 5.7 liters is the claimed and it goes 0 to 100 in 8.8 seconds.
Okay. Inside, you've spoken to us about the cockpit, as it were. That's probably not the right term. Mm. But I'm always interested to know. I'm even more interested to know these days what goes on in the back, not what goes on in the back seat, but how spacious the back seat is, and also the boot. Because you know my bugbear with the smaller SUV is that you sometimes don't get a lot of boot space. Would I be happy with this?
You would be very happy with
this. Okay, good.
I don't know if it would be as much as what you're currently driving, but then you are driving a rather larger car.
Yeah, I am. It's ridiculous.
A Hyundai, let's just say that.
Yeah.
We've got plenty of boot space and really comfy for people in the back. I did try. I'm a shortish person, but people, I think, with long legs would definitely feel comfy in the back. So I don't know the exact liters of the boot space, but it's pretty impressive.
Okay. Did you take it up? I mean, I always like, it's very handy, you know, that you bought your little place in the forest, because it means that you get to do some proper driving, right? You get to put it on the open road. You get to go up over whatever that pass is that you have to go to get to
the
Toys Cliff, and then you have to go up your gravel track and all of that kind of stuff. So you can really put a car through its metal. Did it stand out well on all and doing all of those things?
Well, so amazingly, I was actually on the launch. So we went on, I think it was Wednesday, and our route went right past my cabin.
Oh, amazing.
So I did all of that stuff. We did the Toys Kloof twice. Some people did Baines Kloof. That was when you really realized what a great car it was.
Yeah.
And it's very, very stable. It's got no kind of oversteer. The steering, I think, was what most impressed me. It's got this staggering accuracy. That's what I'd like to say about right. this beautiful Tonale. It's got lateral grip. There's body control is very, very good. So you're not feeling like you're going to sweep off the edge of the bloody pass. It's very good suspension. And I mean, I think at 0 to 108.8 seconds, it's not going to beat a GTI
no.
or a Toyota GR86, but it's not supposed to. No. It's not a racing
car. It's not
car.
A race car.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Listen, we have to talk about price. And again, what's happened is that I didn't do it on purpose, but inadvertently in doing a tad of research, I saw the price. I can't believe it. It seems I'm not saying it's affordable for me, but it's more affordable than I had imagined it to be. There's three different version models, right?
Yeah. You are right. I was also quite shocked at the price. I did think it was going to be in the 900s,
same.
To be honest. I was thinking like nine, they could get away with a million.
I mean,
they might get away. Yeah. We've got the Tonale, which is the entry level, but it's not really entry level. It's got so much stuff. I haven't got time to tell you of everything that is in there. Then you've got the Speciale, and then you've got the Veloce.
Okay.
They've all got the same engine, so all of the difference in prices would be to do with what is on offer.
Got it. Okay.
So something like the Veloce, which is the even most very reasonable, I think, as the top of the range.
Yeah.
You've got adaptive suspension. You've got a 19-inch alloys framing, red painted brake calipers, this Alcantara beautiful upholstery. So yeah, I mean, and there's a Harman Kardon sound system, very, very premium for the top of the range Veloce.
So 739,900 is for the entry level. It's 799,900 for the Speciale, and the Veloce is 819,900. So I mean, a 60,000 rand difference between between the entry level and the, which isn't that bad actually. We've seen bigger gaps. Out of 10, what are you giving this? I'm interested to see what you're giving this one.
You know, I was a little bit over generous maybe with that GR86.
Yeah.
I gave it a 9.5,
but
that's because I won a drag race. and that was probably why. I am going to give this Alfa Tonale a 9 out of 10 today.
A 9 out of 10. Who can we phone to get me a test drive in that? Who do we know? I'd love to have a little turn in that. You must know people,
Mel. I'm not going to give your number, her number on air, but I'm definitely going to speak to my friend Leslie.
Get Leslie on.
At Alpha.
Because, get Leslie from Alpha on, because I want to turn in that. I want to turn in that. I tell you, oh, it just looks sensational. Listen, you and I are not going to speak here for a while, but we will speak in our private lives together. But thank you very much. I'm not quite sure who's standing in for me as of now.
I'm going to miss you. Well, I'm going to miss you, and I wish you so much love and luck.
Thank
you. I just have to tell you that.
You're very sweet. Thank you. I mean, obviously, we talk most days, so that's for the purposes of radio. Yes, see you in 5 months. Melinda, thank you very much indeed. Have a wonderful festive, and keep driving. Keep driving. There we are. Goodbye.